Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at TriCountyContractingWI.com.
9:51 on this Brewers opening day. News Radio 620 WTMJ. WTMJ's opening day coverage presented by Woodman's. And live at American Family Field, on the line with us right now is Brewers infielder Joey Ortiz. Joey, thanks for the time.
Thank you guys for having me.
Hey, you're in the lineup today, right? You're starting at short?
Yes.
How soon do you find that out? I mean, typically, like, you're going to be in that spot largely, but for guys, you know, like, who are platooning a little bit, I mean, we just talked to Ollie Dunn. Sometimes he's in, sometimes he's not. Like, how soon do you know if you're playing today?
Usually you know the night before. You find out after the game that we just played, or maybe the morning before at the latest, but usually you have some good time to prepare.
So you got no Willy Adames anymore, obviously a fan favorite, knowing that he was beloved in the clubhouse as well. But does that give you a little bit of solace knowing that, like, okay, at least that's short for now, that's yours to play?
Yeah, I mean, not having Willy here, you lose a great leader, great bat. But I think the rest of the guys on this team will do a great job in leading and doing what they need to do. And as far as me playing short, I just try and focus on myself, not worry about anyone else, and just try and do my job, whatever I can do to help the team win that night.
Talking with Brewers shortstop Joey Ortiz. Game time is 1:10 at American Family Field today. Joey, what do you do with the weekend like you had in New York? Actually, opening day, Thursday's game was pretty solid. I think, what did you go, 2-for-4 with a couple of runs scored? I mean, nice day at the plate for you, and then things took a shift for you and for the Brewers. What do you do with those opening three games? Do you just burn the tape and move on, or what?
Yeah, I mean, you have to. I mean, with the opening weekend like that, it didn't go our way, unfortunately, but there's plenty of season left after the first three games, so I think we can easily switch it around, flip the switch, and we'll be completely fine for the rest of the season and this series coming up. You just forget about it and move on.
Were you a baseball nut as a kid? Like, were you the one, like, bringing a radio or your phone and streaming the games at class just to hear the opening day game? Or is that really not much of your interest back then?
No, yeah, I've always been a huge baseball guy. Loved going to games. Went to the Angels games a lot because I grew up right around that area. Was always watching baseball, whether it was college or professional. Had a bunch of players that I used to love watching and tried to emulate my game. But yeah, I've always been a huge baseball guy.
When was that World Series? The Angels won the World Series. Was that when you were a kid back then?
If you can tell me what year it was, then I'd let you know. But I wasn't a big Angels fan. They were kind of just there. I was actually a huge Vladimir Guerrero Sr. fan. Nice. So whenever he was playing, I was watching.
Tell us a little bit about the team right now, the makeup, how guys are coming together. I mean, I think Christian Yelich said maybe just before you broke camp there in Phoenix, he's like, you know, first couple of months, your team, guys just discover what the identity of our team is going to be. Anything you've learned so far?
Yeah, I mean, as far as the first three games, I feel like it may not have gone our way as far as wins. And I mean, the Yankees did score a good amount of runs, but I think as far as the lineup went, I think we never really gave up. We always felt like we were in the game no matter what the score was, and we definitely felt like we competed till the end. And sometimes the game just doesn't go your way, and you just got to bounce back. It's all about how you bounce back from the punch, and like I said, it's a new series, and we're going to be all right, and I think for this year, I think we've got a lot of fight on this team, and we want to, you know, play to the last out every single day.
I think it's not until next week that you guys have a day off, because you got a Thursday game. We got three against the Royals, and then the Reds come to town. So quite a stretch of baseball here as you're coming out of spring training.
Yeah, I mean, it is a good little while to our first, our first second off day, and I mean, it is what it is. It's a long season. You got to make sure your body's in a good position to play every single day or whenever the team needs you. And off days are great, but you got to do the things you need to do before each game to stay healthy. So,
Joey, it was interesting. We've been talking, obviously, with Bob Uecker's passing, and there's a couple of homages there at the stadium today and throughout the season. There's going to be a celebration event later this year, but they're also going to mark his life today before the game. It was interesting that Vince and I to realize just how much, not only obviously Uecker meant a lot to the fans, but how much he meant to like the clubhouse as well.
No, yeah, I mean he was, seemed like he was always in the clubhouse just making guys smile. And I feel like that's what was, you know, the coolest thing about me being here my first year last year and getting to be around him for the year. It was so cool how much he related with everyone and always brought smiles to people's faces. And with all the accomplishments he had, he could have been big league, as we say, and he was just the furthest thing from it. Such a humble, super nice human being. And I think it's a testament to, you know, his life. And you see all the people who appreciated what he did in the game of baseball. So pretty cool.
Adding a little something extra special to what already is a very special day here in Milwaukee. Joey Ortiz, your Brewers shortstop. Thanks so much, Joey. Really appreciate it. Good luck today.
Thank you guys for having me.
So Brewers coverage continues here on WTMJ. We're going to hand things over to Steve Scafidi and Greg Matzik. They're going to be live out at American Family Field. And just a reminder, too, for all of you who are at the game, get your butts in the stadium by about 12:30 latest, right? Because around 12:40 is when some of those tributes to Bob Uecker are going to take place. And for those who plan to listen to the game as well, that's definitely going to be, not that you're not going to just leave this on, but you have to be tuned in about then. So that's your timeline for today. It is 9:58 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Go Brewers!